Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about preparing to sell your property in 2020.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about 2020. If you're thinking about doing something with your real estate, this is a great time to have the conversation. The inventory is not up yet, but if you prepare yourself now, you visit with a lender, you consult with a realtor, you find a buyer's advocate, you prepare yourself to buy, then you're going to see that you're going to enjoy the inventory as it increases, and you're going to see things as they come out of the gate and be prepared to act. So do take a look now as a buyer. As a seller, it's time to look as well because you want to beat those other sellers to the market. So seasonally, people perceive that you should put your real estate on the market around April or May. And I would suggest that you beat that number because if you do, you'll have the buyers on the market already that are going to be looking for inventory before the inventory arrives. And you've got a premier spot for your opportunities as a seller. 2020 is also going to be a year where people are concerned about the recession and the election. That brings urgency as well because with the interest rates right now, we want to take what we can. And there may be increases over the next few months, but they aren't going to be significant. So 2020 is a great time for interest rates. Also, the uncertainty of elections and the larger picture, the larger climate, is a concern in some marketplaces. I don't think it's going to hit the Eugene Springfield market very significantly. That is, there is urgency enough that it's not going to prevent action based on the global scale unless it's really catastrophic. Let's look also, if you're planning to sell, on what you need to do to get ready. I would encourage you to consider the possibility if your home is older and you've been in it over 5 to 10 years, you've got to take a look at what's going on below the surfaces. That means get someone trusted up on the roof and someone under the house. To do that, you could have a whole house inspection or you could have it broken out piecemeal by people that do maintenance that you trust. But you want to get an understanding of what you're going to be needing to negotiate or repair at the time of the sale. In addition, you're going to prepare the surfaces. And I would encourage you to get your favorite realtor. If you don't have a favorite realtor, I'd become your favorite realtor. I'd love to help you on this. What you've got to do is get someone to walk through and talk to you about what matters and what doesn't. And I know some of it's very fundamental, but also there's some things that are borderline that people consider doing and they want to know if the return is there at the time of sale. Generally speaking, what I would suggest and encourage is don't wait for the buyer because the buyer will want to choose their colors. The buyer does not want to choose their colors. They want it turnkey as much as possible. And you increase the buyer pool by doing some very superficial things to get it done right. So do your planning, do it ahead of time, make sure you understand your property very well and you've done what you can to prepare it. And if you do that and you do it before March, you're going to be in a great position to be a successful seller and be prepared to buy as the inventory rises. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.